Reading extension 4A.
Unit 1. People. Reading 1. Joseph Pulitzer. The name Pulitzer is well known in the world of journalism, though few know much about the man who gave his name to the famous Pulitzer Prize. The young Joseph Pulitzer's chance meeting in a library with two editors resulted in a job as a journalist, at which he excelled. He went on to become owner of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. At the Post-Dispatch, Pulitzer began to revolutionize the newspaper industry with a new kind of investigative journalism. Pulitzer investigated government corruption and rich tax avoiders. Fundamentally, Pulitzer believed that journalism should light the dark recesses of government and power. The Post-Dispatch came to be seen as the people's champion, and the paper went from strength to strength. After his success in St. Louis, Pulitzer acquired a bigger paper, the New York World, where he continued his crusade against wrongdoing. He redirected the attention of the world toward human interest stories and introduced such innovations as sports pages, cartoons, women's fashion news, recipes, and color illustrations. The World soon became one of the most read papers. Later, as competition in the business increased, Pulitzer entered into a more sensationalist form of journalism that became known as yellow journalism. This often involved fabrication and the telling of untruths. When Pulitzer saw the risks of this approach, he became more restrained. The inaccurate story that Pulitzer had published about a Spanish attack had almost led to full-scale war. This incident made Pulitzer aware of the dangers of yellow journalism. Despite his brief experiment with sensationalism, Pulitzer cared deeply about journalism's role in exposing the truth. Before his death, he set up an advisory board to award the Pulitzer Prizes to investigative journalists, and these awards continue today. Reading 2. Wangari Maathai. Wangari Maathai was a campaigner for environmental sustainability, democracy, and women's rights, both in her own country and throughout Africa. Wangari Maathai's native Kenya has always suffered from mass deforestation. Local communities regularly cleared forested land for farming or to burn charcoal. Also, government officials sell permits to timber merchants who cut down trees to sell their wood on the international markets. In 1963, 10% of Kenya was covered by forest. By 2006, this figure had fallen dramatically to 1.7%. Aside from the loss of the trees, this tragedy has other damaging consequences, such as water pollution, soil erosion, and the resultant lack of firewood for local people. In response to this deforestation, Wangari Maathai founded the Green Belt Movement. The movement organizes women in rural areas to plant trees and has so far succeeded in planting 51 million. It also promotes women's rights and sustainable economic development in the countryside. Over 30,000 women have been trained in forestry, beekeeping, and other trades that help them earn an income while preserving their lands and resources. As the women are paid, they are better able to care for their families. This has empowered women like never before in Kenya and also throughout Africa, as the movement has expanded across the continent. Perhaps inevitably, Miss Maathai's activism drew her into the murky world of Kenyan politics, which led to her arrest and temporary imprisonment in 1991. Despite her government's lack of approval, however, she was recognized internationally for her work in 2004 when she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. This made her the first African woman to win the Nobel Prize and brought her ideas to a global audience.